Seems to me I promised to fuck you with it. He took a step towards her. Arion edged backward. Not so brave now that I'm not in chains, aren't you? I saved you. She kept a good yard between them, ready to run quick as a snake if he made a grab for her. Owe you another fucking for that, seems like. Did Yowin pump your cunny, or did he like that tight little arse better?
I'm looking for Jakin, she said. There's a message. Rorg halted. Something in his eyes. Could it be that he was scared of Jakin Hagar?
The bathhouse. Get out of my way.
Arya whirled and ran, swift as a deer, her feet flying over the cobbles all the way to the bathhouse. She found Jakin soaking in a tub, steam rising around him as a serving girl sluiced hot water over his head. His long hair, red on one side and white on the other, fell down across his shoulders, wet and heavy. She crept up, quiet as a shadow, but he opened his eyes all the same.
"She steals in on little mice feet, but a man hears," he said. "How could he hear me?" she wondered, and it seemed as if he'd heard that as well. "The scuff of leather on stone sings loud as war horns to a man with open ears. Clever girls go barefoot."
"I have a message." Arya eyed the serving girl uncertainly. When she did not seem likely to go away, she leaned in until her mouth was almost touching his ear.
"Wheeze,"
she whispered. Jakin Hagar closed his eyes again, floating languid, half asleep.
"Tell his lordship a man shall attend him at his leisure."
His hand moved suddenly, splashing hot water at her, and Arya had to leap back to keep from getting drenched. When she told Tuffleberry what Wheeze had said, the brewer cursed loudly.